Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now is Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Believe it or not, this is even take two, believe that or not.
Yeah.
I had to go gun belt shopping the other day. What kind of gun belt do you run?
I got something, I don't know, 5.11. I've had it for probably a decade now.
Right.
This is, I think, my second or third. Those gun belts come straight off the rack, and now it looks like I'm wearing a boa constrictor around my waist, but it's comfortable.
That's the good shape, though. Once you get it to that shape, that's the good shape. I gave my son came looking for my son, everything that I ever give my son, he gets the money's worth out of it.
Right? Oh, right. Okay.
One thing I admire about him is he has the original Glock 19 that he got so many years ago. He has his original Glock 26 that he got so many years ago. He built his own AR, and he went out and zeroed that, and when he got it zeroed in three shots, he's like, this is my rifle. He's never had any need to go out and get another one of those out there. So he gets his money's worth out of stuff. I like that. So, to that end, he comes to me and goes, hey, man, I've worn out my Core belt that you gave me, because Core Essentials used to be a sponsor of mine. I was like, let's go looking. And I found one that had not been set up yet, which they are marked on the inside to where you can cut them down to your size, right?
Okay.
So you cut it down, you attach the belt buckle to it. Now you have the ratcheting belt system that is really good and really adjustable, and it goes in, goes out, no easy peasy. And it holds up just about anything you can. If your body can hold it up, the belt will hold it up for you. So then I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, oh, well, it's getting cooler now. I need to set me up a new belt, and I just had given him my last belt.
Uh-oh. So, oh, you know how to solve that.
Well, I had to go shopping. And the first place I go, which used to be a big Core Essentials stocker, I get there and they are remodeling, and they have about a quarter of what they normally have. And the only belts they have are Next belts, which I look at that and I'm thinking, okay, fine. So I got that. And then on the way home, as we were coming home, I knew about this little gun shop here in town where I live. And I knew that they stocked Core Essentials. So I went in there and I bought a Core Essentials belt. So then I'm like, okay, I got two, so now I can compare these two. But they're both ratcheting belt systems, and, you know, they work really well. They work
cool.
Really well.
A buddy of mine's been nagging me to go to a local, almost a mom-and-pop store, rural town, but he says they got some awesome leather belts in stock. They're cheaper in the store than they are online.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's a trip in my future.
I hear you. So, let's talk about Lewistown. Tell me about Lewistown.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
Lewistown, Maine, there was a mass murder there. We got to talk about the elephant in the room. This murderer had a history of mental illness. He was checked. Now, the news reports use some weasel words here. Did his doctor check him in? Did he go voluntarily? Hi, I'm having a really bad time. Help me. But he spent several weeks in an institution. He was not involuntarily committed. Therefore, he still has a clean criminal record. He's never entered in the next background system. He's allowed to own a gun. More to the point, his doctors, his employers, friends, family, none of them raised their hand and said, this guy's a risk. Maine has what they call yellow flag laws. those people can say, hey, grab his guns, we're worried. They don't call it red flag. I'm not sure what the subtleties are. But then he goes and attacks a bowling alley that's a gun-free zone. The sign on the door says, we kindly ask that you refrain from bringing firearms in this building. We'd appreciate it if you left them in your vehicle. Please keep our atmosphere friendly, family friendly. And I'm thinking, what the heck is family friendly about leaving your friends as disarmed victims? I don't get it.
Right.
It's virtue signaling. And my only thought, Bill, was that if somebody had seen that and said, this doesn't seem right, and said, Mr. Store Owner, please change this. Okay, you won't? Okay. Then I'm going to write a letter to the newspaper and say, why is it family friendly to leave my friends disarmed and vulnerable? And if that had hit social media, including this bowling alley's website, maybe we'd have a lot fewer victims today. Well, I mean, Bill, I appreciate your show, but you can't be everywhere.
That's true. Now, so he was not involuntarily committed?
From what the news reports that I've been able to find, he was not.
Did he hear voices and want to shoot up the National Guard Armory?
I don't know. You mean, and to me, that screams schizophrenia, right?
Right.
I don't know the nature of his illness.
See,
they finally, for a couple of days, they couldn't find him. They finally found him. He killed himself.
Yeah, well, that's because he wasn't moving. He just killed himself, and he was stationary. And they went everywhere except where he was. I kind of figured that's what it was. I mean, I'd heard from some people that said, yeah, he used to hunt back in here. He could be gone a long time. I was like, well, okay. That takes a little bit of logistical preparation that nobody's saying he'd made, besides the fact that he could have done it. But that takes a little bit of logistical preparation. But having said all of those things, you know, the first details that come out of these things always are wrong, right? I saw something on Fox where they said he was a prohibited person and couldn't own a gun. And my first thought was, if he was a prohibited person and couldn't own a gun, but they didn't serve the yellow flag law on him, how did they know that he was a prohibited person? If they don't, you know, doesn't somebody have to be notified, okay, this guy over here is a prohibited person? Doesn't that have to be on record somewhere? I'm sure there's still details we still haven't heard enough about. I've heard that he was going after his ex-girlfriend. I've heard he was going after his friends. I've heard that most places were gun-free zones. And all the things that I've heard, the overwhelming thing that stands out is that there was just nobody there to shoot back at him.
Let's underline that. Because I was talking about, I did an interview talking about the attacks at Israel. And it's not that the Islamic attackers are super warriors. It's that they attacked people who were disarmed.
Right.
They, you know, it's the equivalent of they went and attacked a Jewish day school rather than attacking an NRA convention.
Right.
What do we expect the outcome to be different? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, God, it's a simple lesson we need to learn.
Well, I mean, with the Hamas guys, when they actually encountered the IDF shot them down like little dogs. You know, it's like going up. It's the infantry versus the Cub Scouts when that happens. But those guys were all hopped up on Captagon or something. The Hamas guys.
Yeah.
They were running hot. But I got a question to ask you. But we got to go through the first break first. So tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a regular co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles there, and my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
And when he's not snorkeling, he's here. Normally you say that, but we didn't say that today, but that's okay. I said it. When he's not snorkeling, he is here. And there's a few more things to unpack about Lewistown before we move on. But
okay.
We'll get to that right now in just a second. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. You know, when When this happened in Lewistown, Rob, and the usual suspects, even Shannon Watts came out of retirement for this. When they all came out and said, well, it's about guns. We got it. No other industrialized country, no other country that makes as much money as we, all the little platitudes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Despite the fact that recently we've seen both Ukraine and Israel, what happens to a country when you have a disarmed populace, we've seen what happens. And then we've seen what they had to do in response to it. In Ukraine,
right.
Grandmothers have AKs now.
Right.
And there's no plans on turning them back in because they're always going to exist in this combat zone. I'm surprised that the people of Israel allowed things to happen the way they did, but I guess to a certain degree the Jewish people of Israel are sort of woke. There's a lot of them woke over here too, but for whatever reason, they never raised a ruckus over this.
They are. I was talking about it with a friend. It is almost a mockable stereotype that Jews are rule followers. We have the book. There are how many rules in the Torah? We follow those, and therefore we are virtuous and saved. And wait a minute. They also, here's the point. They think that we fear our government in the United States. We came from a history of oppression. The Israelis obey their government. They think of themselves as virtuous if they trust their government. Again, in the U.S., we think that's crazy. So we're seeing a cultural shift. What's amazing to me, and I wrote about it, is after the attacks in Israel, a lot of people in the U.S. went out and bought guns. So there's been another gun surge. Ammo is short. And so these people who have this, to me it feels strange because I don't come from that culture, this almost compulsion to obey their government said, the government's not going to be here to protect me, is it? No, it's not. I'm sorry. I wish it was. It's not. Please protect yourself till the good guys show up. And that might be 4 or 5 hours, as we saw in Israel.
Yeah, but I mean... The thing about the non-gun buying public that disturbs me is the fact that they get out there and they're not willing to live in a real world. I did a video the other day about why I'm going to carry this gun versus the other gun, and the person pointed out to me that the likelihood that I'm ever going to use this gun in the real world is not very likely. However, I have pulled a gun as a civilian twice in the line of work when I was delivering milk. I used to deliver milk at dark 30 in the city in which I live, and at 3 a.m., goblins are out at 3 a.m. in any city, right? So,
right.
I had to do that twice, two times. One time I did it in a place that was so dangerous and so hot. Two nights after I had to pull the gun, they kidnapped the little girl that worked in that place and took her to a hotel for 4 days and raped her.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean, this was like on a main drag, but at nighttime, it was a whole different dynamic. And so the idea that it doesn't happen, we know it happens. We know it happens. In the inner city, it happens a lot, and they're not able to fight back. And around here, around where you live, where I live, it happens intermittently, and sometimes we do fight back. But whatever happens, we are doing it. So the non-gun-owning populace that are out there that want to give all of the power of the armed response to the state, I don't understand them at all.
Bill, it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy. I'm special. I'm a nice person. The police will take care of me.
Yeah.
And then when the police don't, they act shocked and offended, and I'm all like, what? Were you on drugs? Were you not listening? We told you that fantasy isn't real, but it absolves them of any responsibility for their own safety. It's Joe Biden's, just get the shotgun and shoot out the door and all the problems will go away.
Sure.
No, Joe.
Well,
sorry, partner.
I know that it's unsavory to think about having to do that. I get it. I'll be the first one to admit carrying a gun is a hassle, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
it's a hassle. I mean, you got to adjust what you're wearing or how you're wearing it, especially if you're trying to conceal. And so it's a hassle and all the other things and the training and the expense of ammo and all this other stuff. And it's always going up and down. And for people like me and you that want to train all the time because of these trends where we have these panic buyings and then no panic buyings and everything craters. And, you know, it's very hard to try to figure out my day to day. So I don't like that happens. But at the same time, right now, we got how many people in the United States that have come across the southern border that we don't know what they're going to do?
Millions.
We know.
Tens of millions.
Yeah, and we don't know who they are. We don't know what persuasion they are. How many of them might be Islamic fundamentalists of the various Muslim or Islamist factions that are out there right now?
I they're not the ones I would worry about. I would worry about the communists from Venezuela, the communists from China.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Venezuelans.
If I were an enemy of the United States, I would put my agents inside, and we've thrown the door wide open.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. So, I mean, they've been emptying out the prisons in various places, just like the Mario boat lift did back during Cuba. I think the Cubans are doing that again.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, but I mean, the Venezuelans right now outnumber the Mexicans coming across the border.
I want to talk about everyday armed citizens, because I wrote an article, because one of my self-defense gun stories, when we went back through the story and in kind of a condensed form, I went, did you see all the good things this guy did? So let me just say vanilla DGU. The Happy Day Food Market in Philadelphia is closed the night before. A store clerk shot an armed robber. This robber was not subtle. He's masked, gloved, holding a gun in his hand, threatens the clerk, goes behind the cash register, is stuffing money in his pockets, ignores the clerk who's armed, ignores the clerk who's wearing a ballistic vest because they've been robbed before.
Right.
The store clerk shoots the bad guy several times in the chest. Bad guy drops the gun, falls down. Calls police, EMTs say, did at the scene. And all the neighbors they're talking to are saying, what else is the guy going to do? His life is threatened. And what the neighbors implied but didn't say is, if he lets himself be robbed every night, we won't have a store.
Right.
Yeah. So there's some wisdom there that goes beyond the law. And I went and looked at some of the DGUs I just written up. And
Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Rob is both written and audio. His works are published all over the place, picked up by all kinds of people, republished all over the place. Podcasts are just ubiquitous nowadays. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
U.S. USA News update. Biden administration officials are set to visit Mexico in light of a surge of migrants at the southern border.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our shared border.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Secretary of State and Secretary of Homeland Security will meet with the Mexican president. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. In documents submitted Thursday, Giuliani said he has liabilities ranging between $100 and $500 million. Israel has revealed what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, that network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Talking defensive gun uses with Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. I had to interrupt him as we were heading into the break. Would you like to pick that up, sir?
I really do. There's something called the use of force continuum. And when we go to say, hi, Judge, I used a gun because it was the safest thing to do, describing how we climbed the use of force continuum is strong evidence on our behalf. You're basically saying, I tried this and it didn't work, so I had to escalate. Let me give you real stories that carry this out.
Sure.
And the best case one is what happens most of the time. Grandma's at home in the evening. Her doors are locked. She hears glass breaking, hears footsteps. She reaches in her knitting bag, puts the gun in her lap and says, get out. I'm armed. I'm calling the police. She presses the 911 button on her phone. And vast majority of the time, the robber goes, I don't want to get shot. This isn't the robbery I had planned. See you, Grandma. I'm going to go look for somebody easier.
Right.
Right. Now, if this is a 20-year-old track star that's home, you might say, okay, grab your gun and back up. Get behind a doorway so you're obscured. Grandma probably feels that I don't move as fast at this age. And if I turn my back on this guy, by the time I get set up back in my bedroom, oops, I could be attacked from behind. all of that makes perfect sense. She explains it to her lawyer, and he has an easy time keeping her out of jail. But sometimes words aren't enough, and people have to use violence. So this is pieced together from a couple of the stories I did just this week. A couple's upstairs in bed, 2 a.m. Again, they hear glass breaking. They grab their guns, turn on the lights, move to the top of the stairs because they want to protect their kids down the hall. Go away. We're armed. We've called the cops. Then the couple sees a stranger climbing the stairs, and you're going, are you crazy? Are you suicidal? It gets into shoving match. The guy's trying to push the bad guy down the stairs. The guy gets on, you know, crawls up the stairs. And finally, the wife isn't having any more of this, shoots the bad guy. He falls down the stairs. She stops shooting. Awesome. They do not go down there and go, oh, you look like you're in pain. Bang. Stop. As long as you're not attacking me, this isn't a gun problem. They call 911 and they stay on the line. So look what they did. Just like grandma. Hey, we're here. Your mere presence is considered a use of force. Just like the cop on the corner. Why weren't there any crimes on that corner? Because the cop's standing there leaning against the flagpole watching the teenagers, and the teenagers are watching him. And they go, oop, not here, not today. They announce that they're there and armed. They turn on the lights so that they can identify who's coming up the stairs. That's just responsible. But it's also something on the... Hi, not only did I make myself known, I turned on the lights so I could see a bad guy. He could see me, maybe. That might put me at risk, but as a responsible gun owner, I did it because it was my obligation. I don't want to shoot my drunk nephew who's or a druggie. Anyway. And then they used the minimum force required. They tried pushing the guy down the stairs. He wouldn't take no for an answer. We're seeing a lot of druggies who will literally fight their way insanely to get to your medicine cabinet and steal your drugs.
Right.
Particularly older people who can be on pain pills. So all the law is not an idiot. We've had firearms in our culture for centuries, and the law goes, oh, look at all the things you did. You know, Judge, I pushed him and he wouldn't take the message. Finally, when he was going to get past me to my kids, we had to use lethal force.
Right.
And the lawyer goes, thank you. By the way, if you don't mention those things in your police report, then your lawyer has to go back and add them in. It's better to get it right the first time. That's why you and I have self-defense insurance, because our lawyers know all these particular points that justify the legal use of lethal force. And now the prosecutor looks at this and goes, no way. I'm not prosecuting this guy no matter what.
I had not ever thought of it in that way. I mean, the trying to de-escalate the situation, I guess, does go a long way in your legal defense,
yeah.
if it even comes to that.
We've seen these stories and they make you and I cringe. Somebody, okay, a drunk co-ed walks in our unlocked door, passes out on the floor. Are you going to shoot him? I'm not. There's no legal stand your ground, Castle Doctrine. None of that matters to me because I'm not facing a lethal threat.
Right.
Great people don't want to kill others if it's at all avoidable. The gun's a last resort when we've tried other things. And occasionally you read about some nut who, and the guy went to jail. He put some, I think, was it beer? A beer cooler in his garage? And some guy came and stole, some college kid came and stole a drink, and the guy shot the college kid. And you go, you're insane. You should go to jail. So the law is designed to separate those different events.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a lawyer. I just collect the stories. But I love that millions of us are armed this week that weren't armed a couple weeks ago.
Well, it's a good thing because it is actually quite the it's a benefit to society for that to be that way.
I swear you just okay benefit to society. Did you see where lieutenant governor in Georgia said, hey, it's a crazy world. We've allowed our school staff to be armed. I want to pay some state money so that if they do it, we can pay for their training. They don't have to do that on their own dime.
Right.
You saw that?
I saw that. I read that somewhere. I don't remember the details to it because there's so many things happening nowadays. Some of these things just fall by the wayside. I should be paying bigger attention to it.
Well, okay. I was just talking to some of the folks at FASTER,
right?
Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. They've trained, 3,500 school staff. They're in, I forget how many states. Oddly enough, and this is a bar bet, a majority of states allow armed school staff. We don't have the culture around it, but that's changing. So the fact, this is a quote. I think this was Lieutenant Governor wants to be governor from making quotes like this. One of the most critical duties we have as public servants is to protect those who are most vulnerable,
right?
Including all of Georgia's children at school. Close quote. Yeah, he's running for governor. He may not have announced yet, but it was proposed. So that's, he didn't just say, I want this as a press release. He's got some legislators that have actually put the law on the floor. So that's good. I don't know if it's been passed yet.
Right. That's always good when a lawmaker gets out there and does it. Then you gotta make sure that he keeps up with his promise.
Right. You want it to be more than a press release.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one, and this is my senator.
Well, I'll tell you what, before you go into that, we got one last break. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. The weekly show is 90 minutes. We have a couple others that are only 30 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. I post there a couple times a week, 2,100 articles waiting for you. That writing's picked up and carried at Clash Daily, at OpsLens, and Bill and I talk about it every week.
When he's not under the surface of the clear water looking around, GoProing everybody. I'd be doing that too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. We were getting ready to go somewhere else that I had to hold him up on. So, please, sir, please, by all means, go there.
I've seen conflicting stories. Some say this bill was proposed. Some say it passed. I want to double check.
Right.
So take this press release with a grain of salt.
Right.
It was my senator, so I appreciate it. It's John Kennedy out of Louisiana. He proposed an amendment that would restrict the Veterans Affairs Committee from ratting out a veteran who says, I'm traveling, I've got medical issues, whatever the reason, I'm using a financial fiduciary. By the way, that's redundant, but I'm asking someone else to help pay my bills for a period of time.
Right.
The way the VA interpreted that is, you're incompetent, and therefore we're going to take all your guns away because you're mentally deficient. Well, wait a minute. Lots of people appoint a fiduciary. Hi. Every time I shifted a base, I tried to buy a small apartment in that town. But now that I'm gone, I want someone else to pay the bills and monitor it. So I have a number of fiduciaries in different towns to monitor my properties.
Right.
Oh, no, that shows you're mentally incompetent. And Kennedy's bill says, no, I forbid you from doing that. It's not written in law. It's an interpretation of the VA.
Well, the VA, with the VA, if you get a fiduciary, they automatically assume they are, and most of the time it's financial.
Right.
And most of the time it's, when they started trying to implement this, when they really started trying to push this, they were trying to push it to where if you had a fiduciary, you lost your Second Amendment right. And of course, nobody was really making too much noise about that in the beginning, because the people that this was happening to were older veterans that were not going out like me and you and saying, hey, I can't wait to run up and down the range and shoot guns some more. They were the older Vietnam veterans or the people that had been really hurt or had some sort of a, you know, that were really handicapped in one way or the other. And when they got their money, right? they were just spending it. If they weren't spending it the way they thought they should be spending it, because they get a stipend for being a veteran and getting messed up. If they were spending it on lotto tickets and Slim Jims, they were deemed to need a financial fiduciary, which meant they could no longer own a gun because they spent their money badly.
Yep.
And for the very longest time, I have resisted getting involved in the veterans, in any of the veterans affairs stuff because of this.
It's heartbreaking, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill, not only are we trying to change the way gun owners are abused by the VA.
Right.
I'd like the some judges are going, wait a minute, that's not what the law says. There was a federal judge, and this is back on Tuesday, you've probably covered it, but I said a hallelujah. New York City's gun purchase and concealed carry requirements say you can't have, you have to have good moral character.
Right.
And a particular guy who was denied said, wait a minute, why is my character in question? So the city had to justify it. And they came up with, you didn't disclose everything in your arrest record. Now, you told us about every one of your convictions, but you didn't bring up every time you were arrested. And the guy goes, wait a minute. You can arrest a ham sandwich under suspicion. Also, according to the city, he had a history of traffic violations and therefore was not a responsible person who followed the law. And I'm going, oh, well, that'll be interesting. And the judge said, that's nuts, because the magnitude of discretion goes way beyond what's justified constitutionally. You have to show that this man is a failure. That means you need legal convictions, not moral suspicion. I went, wow, that's strong language. That sets a bar. And we're seeing it over and over where this guy broke a law and he was arrested, but was he convicted? Because unless he's convicted, meaning whatever he did rose to a certain legal standard, the case was presented to a jury, the jury convicted him, the judge enforced the sentence, now you have a criminal record. Until that time, anything else, an arrest is simply suspicion.
Right.
About time. I'm glad I saw it in my lifetime.
Well, I mean, the whole moral character thing. Where's the standard for that? Who's to say this is? I mean, because like for in South Carolina, I can't have, you know, I can't be a felon. I don't know where the line is for me being able to qualify for concealed weapon permit, but I meet it. But there is a parameter that is set forth out there that is not vague. And all of these, that's a vagary. And I know why they put it there. They put it there in order to hassle people trying to get a gun permit in New York State. I get that.
Right.
I understand that. They're anti-gun. I understand.
And we've had cases where a guy is convicted of, like, welfare fraud.
Right.
He doesn't disclose all of his income on the welfare application. They say, hey, wait a minute. That makes him a felon. He just loses all of his Second Amendment rights for his lifetime. And you go, are we keeping society safer by doing that? And in some cases, you know, if a check bounces and you don't jump on making sure you pay it, that's a felony. If you mess up, you and your spouse don't communicate well, you're paying the rent and the bills and one of those checks bounces, that could be a felony offense.
Right.
So, just the fact that someone broke the law, in quotes here, I mean, the city said you can't have a gun because you drove too fast. Wow.
Well, there's some other things that can happen, too, and I found this out quite. It didn't happen to me, but I know of it. In some states, if you get down on your luck and you can't pay your child support, if you get a certain level behind on your child support, that becomes a felony.
Wow.
And, you'll just be like down on your luck or something. And, I mean, I know in today's economy, given the fact that they don't have it, I mean, there's companies closing because they can't get enough people to work there. That's probably not a very likely scenario, but I know that it has happened in the past. So I look at that, and it's all of this mesh of laws that they put in place trying to, I guess, get votes and pander. That has led them to where they're criminalizing things like that. And they'll tell you they don't have debtor's prison, but they have all kinds of other things just like it.
I looked at the people who file for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
The vast majority of them had huge medical bills in the previous year. So let's take your example. You're paying alimony. You, a guy hits you and you're injured in a traffic accident. You could be infinitely innocent. It was none of your fault, but now you're facing these medical bills. You may not be able to work. Even if you could work, the hospital says, you know, hi, give us the cash, or you face those now, and now you're stuck. Whose bills are you going to pay? If you can't, even if you could work, the state is saying you have to pay the alimony before you pay your medical bills.
Right.
Because you'll become a felon if you don't pay the alimony.
Yep.
The laws, I've spoken to judges who say, give me the discretion, let me sort it out, because life's complicated, and I understand that. I really do.
Well, we're coming up on it. We're running out of time, so tell everybody how to find you right quick, please.
And we still have more news.
Yeah.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. Snack food of a podcast. Put it in your pocket. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That comes out several times a week. The big show is 90 minutes. I write about news and self-defense at the Slow Facts blog. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Got Big Dan coming up. Young Dan Zimmerman is coming up. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.